Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the community colleges in the state, especially the rural ones. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
Well, we'll be talking to Carol Lucy, who's the outgoing president of the Western Nevada Community College.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Fred Locken, Bill Bilyeu, and Robin Reedy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Carol Lucy. She's the president of Western Nevada College, at least until they find your replacement. You, in no uncertain terms, resigned. And please lay out the reasons why you decided to step down after 14 years.
Well, first of all, 14, or what's looking more like 15 years by the time I'm replaced, is a long term for a Nevada president. And it's been a good run for the most part. You know, we had 10 great years, and then the crisis started, and it's been one nonstop budget cut after another. And I just decided I didn't want to do that anymore.
Well, and the budget amount that you're now dealing with is half of what it was.
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
Which is half. Extraordinary.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. But we're functioning. We have a tough team. People don't go into the community college business without extremely strong ethics and motives about what they want to do with their lives. And these people are committed, and God bless them. We're getting by.
I've had people privately say to me that you've been so concerned about all the cuts and, mm-hmm. and the reorganization that it's actually affected your health.
I don't think I need to get into that.
But I mean, that uh-huh. you know, you've always yeah. been somebody who takes yeah. you know, your work very, very seriously yeah. and takes it to heart.
Right.
Stress does take its toll, though, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and I intend to rest.
What kind of steps have you implemented as part of these budget cuts?
Well, which set?
Multiple sets, I dig it, huh?
We are now almost half the full-time faculty that we had in 2008. And that affects, you know, what you can do. There are a lot of really exciting things that we should be doing right now, particularly in workforce development, but can't afford the labs that we need, can't afford the staff that we need. And so we're just attempting to do the best we can with the resources we have. We are not a sufficiently large full-time faculty now. You know, I had 78, I now have 49. That's too small. And even though they are wonderful faculty and they're working as hard as they can to make sure that our students have the same quality experience they've always had, I can see it takes a toll on them. It takes a toll on everyone.
Now, obviously, economic development is the big story mm-hmm. and has been ever yeah. since this governor got into office, and in fact, even with the previous governor. And that's a big part of what your college was doing, not only in Carson City, but throughout the rural areas as well. How are we helping ourselves by making these kind of cuts? You know, the legislature, yeah. you know, you try to get them to, or yeah. at least the chancellor did, to hold you harmless, but that just wasn't in the plan. And the same for Great Basin College up in Elko.
You know, I'm not sure it wasn't in the plan. I'm not really sure what happened that last day or the night of Sunny Day. I really think that they intended that we would be held harmless, you know, that certainly our rural delegation, starting with Pete Gukachea and the rest of them, they were determined that we were going to be held harmless, but it just didn't happen, and I'm told they ran out of money.
What's frustrating is that last night they had SB 517, which was the $2 million for Teach for America, mm-hmm. that the teachers union opposed going to mm-hmm. K-12.
Yeah.
And so they took that money and they put it into the Millennium Scholarships. It was $2 million.
Just That's imagine, what we needed.
Just imagine if yeah. they had just taken that money and put $1 million into you and $1 million into Great Basin, and what, yeah. what a difference that would have made this year versus more money for the Millennium Scholarships.
That's exactly what Pete was looking for, that yeah. $2 million. And didn't happen.
No, that was frustrating mm-hmm. for me. So are you looking now at trying to consolidate some of your courses? I mean, I know you've worked a lot with Collie Hedder and
yes.
what's going on at ClickBond
yes, right.
and Ryan Costello and what you guys are doing mm-hmm. there in workforce development, which is fabulous.
Right.
Do you feel now that if maybe you focused more on manufacturing and things that are in the Carson Basin, or does that do an injustice to the students that come and just want more of a broader liberal arts education?
Well, we can't ignore either part of the mission. You know, there are still a lot of kids who are growing up, graduating from rural school districts, who need a Western experience before they're ready to tackle a university. And so we can't ignore that part of our mission. On the economic development side, there are people or businesses outside of Carson City that need our help. I have a lot of hope for Nevada Copper moving into Arrington, the Pumpkin Hollow project. And once they get all their permits, once we're ready to start working on workforce with them, I think that'll be a good thing for Lyon County. In Churchill, you have a lot of new processing plants around agriculture, and likewise in Lyon. And so, you know, we have to continue to do all of that as we're able, and we're just trying to be more creative about how we fund it. Someone said to me yesterday, we need more diesel mechanics in this state. Well, you know, that's an expensive program.
All right, let's take a break. More with Carol Lucy when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal, and technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Lucy. She is currently the president of Western Nevada College, but she has handed in her resignation, but will likely be there through June of next year.
So I was listening to the radio this morning, and President Obama is doing this economic tour. Good. It's only taking you 6 years to do one. Anyway, he said that he promised a more aggressive strategy to shake up the university system, to tackle rising costs, improve value for middle-class students and families. To me, this sounds fairly reminiscent of the rising cost of higher education, like the rising cost of health care. Do you see if the government has a role in helping pull down, hold down, or even pull down the cost of higher education?
Well, health care and higher ed have a lot of similarities, and the costs are driven
by... You mean they're both sick?
Well...
I'm kidding. A little levity thrown in there.
We have a good higher education system in this country, very diverse higher education system, the community colleges, the colleges of technology, state colleges, universities, et cetera. The problem is, I believe, that there are economies you can't get in any industry that directly serves people, and it depends a lot on interpersonal relationships. You know, when you go to the doctor, you want some time with that doctor, and that's expensive time. When we teach students, I think that for our students, the best instruction is occurring in small classes, where there really is an emphasis on the humanity, the personal interaction. Those are expensive services. And so the problem for the president is always, how do you keep a lid on costs? How do you keep it at all within reason? And it's not getting cheaper.
Well, you know, when you look at the fact that the banks are borrowing money at pretty much zero interest rates, why is there a charge for students at this point in time? I mean, it just, and I'll just leave that sit there.
No, you don't have to. I agree with you.
Mark Johnson was on the program yesterday, on a previous broadcast, the head of UNR, and he was talking about one of the things that's, you know, helping that university is enrollment. Would greater enrollment help Western Nevada College?
Well, you have to have the resources to fund sections, and enrollment, the money from enrollment is tuition, basically, for us, and the tuition doesn't pay the full cost, or anywhere near it. It's about, now it's about a third of the cost of our institution.
So that would actually hurt you?
Well, we, in the short term, yes, we put up what we can, but there is a kind of a spiral effect. You know, if the state cannot afford the resources to fund sections, then the campus can't put those sections up. Fewer students come to the door, and there is a correlating factor then on future budgets, because your enrollment is driven by, or your budget rather is driven by your enrollment, but that's going forward.
But there's a huge irony here, because rural Nevada is seeing some amazing growth, you know, not just in mining, but the huge dairy plant that's coming in. There are all kinds of industries. Manufacturing is coming back, and these are all things that your college should be dealing with.
And we are right now, but I am telling you, this new funding formula is going to put a halt to that in the 2015 legislative session, because we are due to take another hit, and the money won't be there to really do justice to our rural mission.
Will you survive?
I think it's possible if the state is willing to take a serious look at how they're funding their community colleges and have a serious discussion on how important these colleges are to the economic development of the state. But there have to be some people who come to the table and do some serious thinking and talking about that.
So the funding formula switch essentially says that any tuition raised on your campus stays on your campus.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. But yet, so they're saying that essentially you have to be self-sustaining.
And that's okay.
Okay. What is the challenge there then in the funding formula?
The challenge is you cannot educate students across 18,000 square miles in a community as diverse as Western Nevada at the same basic cost per FTE as you can educate students consolidated in Clark County when you've got 50,000 of them.
Okay.
Economy of scale.
Exactly.
Every businessman knows that.
So was an online teaching mechanism a pathway for you guys or not?
Oh, yes, and we're doing that.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of online. But who is attracted and who succeeds at online is the mature learner.
Okay.
The young high school student, fresh out of high school, who doesn't have a clue, he needs some friends. He needs teachers he can talk with. He needs interaction with other students. And that's how he develops. And likewise, you know, the industries that you were talking about, Sam, they need online instruction or in-person instruction, rather.
You More know, hands-on.
The welding,
yeah.
hands-on,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The welding, machine tool, whatever, that you can't do that online.
Okay, over the next year, do you plan to be outspoken? Because you have an opportunity. They need you, yeah. and but you have made your position clear. Does this kind of take off the shackles and allow you to say, this is the reality?
To the extent that I've never been outspoken, and I would argue.
True.
I think people I work for would argue that. But yeah, I'll be talking as I see a need to talk about these issues.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Please come back soon.
Okay.
Okay, Carol Lucy. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Get the best seafood in town at Scampi. Enjoy the lunch special from 11 to 2. All-you-can-eat soup, salad, pasta, and homemade focaccia bread. The best seafood and pasta selection is at 425 South Virginia. Scampi, Reno's new dining spot.
These are songs of faith and encouragement. Life presents Encouraged, today's greatest gospel anthems.
I am here.
Get Encouraged on 2 CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order in the next 10 minutes and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now and get encouraged on 2 CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-683-7799 to order Encouraged, today's greatest gospel, for $14.99 plus shipping when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or order online.
We can't do it without you. Join the March for Babies and help us give every baby a healthy start.
Is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Bill Bilyeu is the former speaker of the Nevada Assembly, and Robin Reedy is principal with Our Politics. Pleasure to have you all here. So I want to start with you, Bill, because, you know, you're an Elko guy, you know, also somebody from the legislature, and you look at what's going on with Western Nevada College and Great Basin College and the funding formulas, and how does this strike you?
Well, it looks like that
the rural colleges are going to get hit fairly hard now and potentially even in the future, as long as that demographic balance is as large as it is in southern Nevada.
But do you see the possibility of these colleges actually ending up going away and there being an expansion perhaps of Truckee Meadows Community College to cover the rural areas?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they could cover the rural areas, but it's possible. I don't see it in the foreseeable future anyway.
Fred, your thoughts?
Well, you know, the desire is to keep the three community colleges in northern Nevada. They know their service areas best. They've performed admirably well. And so the discussion really needs to recognize this recession, a demonstration of the value of diversifying this economy, and a further recognition of the role that four community colleges can play in that statewide in making this a healthier economy.
Okay, so where do we get the money, Robin?
Well, you know, that's always the bottom line question. And when, you know, the administration is looking at divvying up funds, they're not looking at just education. They're looking at the potential of health care, where that money could be going for brain surgery for an unemployed child of a parent, you know, and those are actual things that go on that you have to divvy it up by. But I do think the university lobby is incredibly strong, and it has the power to push money in different places, and they make some
Well,
of those
they pushed
decisions.
It into places. It just wasn't into the rural colleges because they no longer have the clout.
That's the university versus the Truckee Meadows or the Western Nevada Community College lobbyists.
Right.
Well, what's frustrating, too, is to see that 93, and I got a region update this past week, 90% of the students, Washoe County students that go to TMCC require remedial education.
Correct.
So until we acknowledge that our K-12 system is putting out a bad product, our university system is essentially an extension of high school. And you're not able to diversify your programs to take students and develop a workforce if you're having to teach them English 101 and Math 101.
And when you bring that up, it's not demeaning the entire school system. It's addressing a current problem that needs to be addressed just very pragmatically, and not doing the spin of this or that to take attention off the fact that they're not delivering the product.
The system's not delivering product, but we also have now at the university itself, University of Nevada, they are giving remedial education to university-level students, and there is no place, in my view, for that at all. That's what the community colleges should be for. Of course, they should be able to read, write, and figure by the time they get out of the 12th grade. But that's not happening.
Well, the very good news is there's a very honest dialogue between the local district and higher education institutions, because we know that we can do a better job working together and can fix this. But frankly, it's a national problem in scope. The arrival of remedial education has swept every state, almost every school district. And you know, it's driven by a lot of different factors. And it is one of those issues that now requires higher touch and, frankly, more money to address.
All right, but isn't part of the problem, because we've been talking about this for years on this program. I mean, when Jim Rogers was chancellor, one of his big things was to hook up with Clark County School District and figure out this problem and save the university system. But the goals of K through 12 do not match the reception of the university system. I mean, they just don't. And so until we change that, there's always going to be a problem. And somebody said to me, a professor said to me from UNR, that until you get all of the professors to teach the same curriculum, it's never going to work.
The Common Core that's being adopted nationally also seems to show a disconnect with what is the reality of higher education. Higher education is designed to produce out into the workforce, whether it's the university or the community college. So we honestly feel that we have the very honest standard to meet. The proficiency exams and this Common Core, frankly, go to a different place, and that has to be fixed. I agree. On the other hand, I think that there is a very we don't want to keep chasing our tails. We feel very sorry for those who get trapped in this cycle, desperately needing to resolve it. But when you sustain upwards of a 50% budget cut, as Western and Great Basin have, how do you do that? How do you do your job?
But regrettably, so many of the higher education and the lower education, for that matter, have become institutionalized, bureaucratized. They are doing the same thing they did the same way 100 years ago, and we're no longer in the 1800s, but they still do the same. They tend to be top heavy on administration. They offer some courses that I can't quite understand. And some degrees that I can't understand, and not everybody should be headed for a university. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we need to look at. We need to look at our delivery system.
But there's an irony, though, because the funding system is now that the more students you have, the more money you get because you get to keep it.
I think we should, if we don't look at what Europe is doing, the way they're actually segregating kids at the high school level and saying, okay, you're proficient in this, start testing them and putting them in an area that's, doesn't mean it's going to be their career, but you have a proficiency in this and you like to do this, so go study math, go in high school. I mean, my friend's daughter was over there for a Rotary exchange in Italy, and the school systems, the high schools are broken out essentially by departments. And they're studying, and then they go, okay, I'm in a university track, I'm on a job track. We don't do that because, God forbid, if we start segregating our students into what they
used to do that. I mean, when I was in high school, way back when, there was the college prep course structure, and then there was the other structure.
The career path.
Britain has always had that. That was why I got to leave school so early, because they looked at me and said, no, you're not going to college.
You're a weather guy. You're a DJ. Yeah, you're going to TV. Right.
Well, they said I should be a journalist. Now, there's a scary thought. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual healthcare needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
Are you waiting for? It's the $50 million warehouse liquidation going on now at Ashley Furniture Home Store. We are closing our warehouse for renovations and must clear out our inventory. Save 60 to 70% off. Liquidation prices like these. Queen bed starting at $195. Or recliners starting at only $245. Truckloads of furniture have been delivered to our East Moana Lane showroom to sell. The $50 million warehouse liquidation going on now. But you better hurry. It's only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
You've been waiting. We've been waiting. And now it's here. The new four-door turbocharged Fiat 500L has arrived in Reno at Fiat of Reno. And this Fiat has it all, not the least of which is four doors. From a 160-horsepower turbo engine, which gets up to 33 mpg highway, to a whole list of unbelievable features. And it could be yours for the astonishing starting price of just $19,000.
Come see this new addition to our Italian family today. And you know how Italians are about big families.
Have no fear. Fiat is here.
As always, you watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, next week we'll be talking about Obamacare and eye surgeons. How Howard Rosenberg says we can't laugh at ourselves anymore.
We'll see you on the next one.